Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
So whether you're at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to help us be present with God, let's take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, then gently breathing out. As you move back in the steady breaths, be aware of every breath that you take in. Be aware that each time you breathe in, that it is a gift from God, that you are surrounded by the love of God, that He gives you each breath in each moment, that every time that you fill your lungs with air, that it is nourishing your body. It is giving you life, because God desires you to be alive in this moment. Because God desires to be with you, to hear your thoughts, to hear your voice. Allow your heart and your mind to sit in this reality for a moment. No matter what you have done, in this moment, God loves you. In this moment, God desires you. You have His full attention. And He is here with you because He wants to be. I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 to 31. As I read through this passage, I invite you to take in these words, to take in the scene that is being set. Be aware of the emotions that must be felt as the disciples and the early believers are gathered together. Try to visualize them gathered in this space. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against His anointed. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly. Here in this story, we are challenged by this gathering of early followers of Jesus. Here in the midst of trial, here in the midst of persecution, in the midst of injustice in the world, we see the wrestling with the tensions. A quiet trust in God, that He is good. An awareness that God is not distant from the story of humanity, but that God is present, knowing all things, perhaps you can relate to the scene of this story. Perhaps you too have heard on the news, or perhaps someone close to you has experienced some form of injustice. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth, they take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly. This passage is one of my favorite prayers that we have in the New Testament. Here, we are reminded of the promises of God. That this story of humanity is God's story in the end. He is the creator, and he is not shocked by the injustice in the world. He is not disengaged with humanity, but he is Christ. He is Christ incarnate in the world. He is good, and he is bringing all things together in his purpose. And here in this prayer, we are given example of trust in God, of rest in him, and also response to the invitation to partner with him. As we close out this time, I invite you to visualize the next part of your day, or perhaps tomorrow. Consider the places you will be and the people you will see. You may not be able to stop all the injustice in the world tomorrow. But you can bring justice wherever you are. Through love. Through partnership with God. I invite you to ask God to show you. What does it look like to bring his kingdom of justice, to bring his love to the people around you, to bring healing to the places that you're going? Going to read the latter part of this passage, the place where the disciples pray. And I invite you that as you visualize what is next in your day or tomorrow, to agree with this prayer that the early church prayed. Let this be your prayer as you go out, that you walk in love, not in your own abilities, but in trusting and leaning in his grace, in his work through you. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly. May you and I go from this place filled with the Holy Spirit. May we speak what we hear Jesus speaking with boldness. May we do acts of justice wherever we are. May we show mercy and kindness. And may we trust in God, our Creator. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's SLO Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's SLOprayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.